Clifford, my big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Just make out the handwritten sign that read, "Beware, for no magic can save ye here." Then, before he could take another step, there was a sudden...
Emily Elizabeth!
Hurry, you guys, or we'll be late.
Sorry, Clifford. It's time for school. We'll have to wait till tonight to see what happens next.
Hey, guys! Did you finish your Peter and Poundstone Magician book, Emily?
Not yet. Clifford and I are on the last chapter of book 9. I think it's the best one yet.
Me too.
Woof.
I finished book 9 last week. You won't believe how in the end, Peter gets this magical...
Jenna!
Ow!
What?
Don't tell us the ending. We want to read it for ourselves.
I was just helping you out so you'd finish in time for book 10. It's coming out in 2 days. I wrote it down in my Peter Poundstone calendar.
Did you write it down with your Peter Poundstone magic pen?
Of course not. Then it would be in disappearing ink.
Wait till you guys see what I've got. Alakazip zap. Wow, a Peter Poundstone magic kit.
Yep. It comes with a cape, a hat, and best of all... a magic wand!
Remember when Peter used his magic wand to make the horrible two-headed, three-toed jibber-jabber appear?
Uh-huh. This wand can do all kinds of magical things. I'll show you some of my best tricks after school today.
Great!
This week, we're going to do a special kind of book report. I want you all to choose your favorite book and make what's called a diorama. Find a small box like this. Then, inside the box, build a scene that shows something exciting that happened in your book.
I know exactly what book I'm going to build a scene from. Peter Poundstone, Magician, Book 7.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Charlie. Just remember, the diorama is due in 3 days.
And now, for the greatest magic in the whole wide world, T-Bone Dogstone, the magician!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Go, T-Bone! Show me the magic dogstone!
Thank you! For my first magic trick, I will make this plain, ordinary ball roll across the yard. Now, look, zip is at. Move, ball, move!
Yay, Dogstone! What a talent. This kid's got the goods. Let me tell you, I've never seen anything like it. It's amazing.
Now, Alakazappy Zip! Come back, ball. Come back, ball! Ta-da! It's magic!
Yay! You're the best magician on the island, T-Bone.
Thank you! Thank you! Now for my second trick.
Uh-oh. Sorry, T-Bone. It's time to go get Emily Elizabeth. Let's meet at my house later for more magic and mystery.
kazip, zap.
You look like a real magician, Charlie.
Let's see you do some real magic.
Okay, over there. I'll make that ball move. Alakazip, zap. Move, ball, move.
Hey, look over there. Your wand didn't work on your ball, but it's working on that one.
Wow. How'd you do that, Charlie?
I'm not sure.
Bet you can't do it again.
Okay. Watch this. Alakazip, zap.
Great! It reminds me of the end of Book 9 when Peter waves his wand and...
Jetta! Please don't tell us how it ends.
Okay, okay.
Hey, maybe I really can do magic.
It was probably something more real, like a big gust of wind.
Well, it sure looked neat.
Yeah, let me try it again. Alakazip, zap!
Good ball! Come to me now!
That's enough practicing, T-Bone. Let's get Cleo and find a really good box. Thanks for helping me look for a box for Emily Elizabeth, guys.
There's one that might work!
Disappear.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, Charlie. I was just getting some stuff to make my diorama. You want to work on yours with me?
Sure, okay. But when do you see how good I'm getting to be with this magic wand? Watch this. Alakazip, zap, make magic appear.
Hey, Clifford, do you see any boxes over there?
Pretty good, huh? I made Clifford appear out of nowhere.
I think it might just be a coincidence, Charlie.
Yeah, but it might be magic. I just have to keep working at it until I know for sure.
What about your project, Charlie?
Don't worry about that. I've got it all right in here.
Where's Charlie? I thought he was going to work on his diorama with us.
Maybe he finished already.
I don't think so.
Hey, guys, I'm really getting the hang of using this wand. Watch. Alakazip, zap. Clifford, lie down. See? I did it.
I don't think that was magic, Charlie.
You didn't even lie down. He sat. You know, I just got Book 10, and there's this part where Peter just thinks he's doing magic, but... Well, I'm not telling you how it ends.
I just need a little more practice. Peter Poundstone was a beginner once, too, you know.
There's Charlie.
Where's his project?
Charlie, where's your diorama?
Don't worry, Jetta. I'm getting really good at this magic stuff.
I see lots of wonderful dioramas this morning. But where's yours, Charlie?
Ooh, I was hoping you'd ask me that. Alakazip, zap, diorama. Appear! I said, Alakazip, zap! Diorama, appear!
Zip. Kerplunk, Alakazip.
I think that's enough, Charlie.
Why isn't it working? It always worked for Peter Poundstone.
Peter Poundstone isn't a real person, Charlie. He's a fun character in a wonderful book. Real people can't use magic to do their work for them. Real people have to be responsible and do the work themselves.
But I can do magic, Miss Carrington. I did do magic.
Look, Charlie. I think maybe that's where your magic came from.
So it was Clifford who was making the ball move. I guess I really can't do magic after all, Miss Carrington.
No, I guess not. But you can make up your homework assignment. And you can use your wonderful imagination to create the best diorama you can possibly make.
Thanks, Miss Carrington. I will. It was nice of Miss Carrington to let me turn my project in late. I'm gonna do an extra special good job on it. I just wish I had a better box to make it in.
Wow, maybe you really do have magic powers.
Wait a minute. No magic here, just a great little dog named T-Bone.
That reminds me of this part in Book 10 where Peter Poundstone's dog...
Jetta!
I'm just kidding! Peter Poundstone doesn't have a dog. If you really want to find out what happens, you'll just have to read the book yourself.
You will!
Okay!
One afternoon, Speckle sat down in his favorite chair to read a book. It was about a brave explorer in outer space. The story was so exciting that Speckle couldn't help but imagine that he was that astronaut, leading his fearless crew on a journey through space. Together with Luna and Ravi, Speckle floated in space, looking down at our planet Earth below. Then he raced with Arnell and Reva on space scooters and discovered a planet that no one had ever discovered before. Speckle finished the story and smiled as he thought about his great adventure in space. Then Speckle picked up another book to begin his next amazing adventure. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Woof!
Everyone loves Clifford.
So I need your help. Okay, Mackie. Come. Come on, boy. Come on, Mackie Wacky. Come on, come on. Come on. Mackie, really? Got a tummy yummy.
Ruff. Ruff, ruff.
Oh, well, that didn't work.
Hi, Jetta. Hi, Emily Elizabeth.
Is that your kite for the kite flying festival?
Uh-huh.
I can't wait. Clifford and I made a great big kite to fly.
I was trying to practice, but there's just no wind today. I thought maybe if Matt ran fast enough, my kite would fly. I guess that's one trick even my little Mackie can't do.
No, but he sure is good at that leg thumping trick.
Well, that's not a trick. That just means Mac is happy.
It does?
Sure. Mac loves it when I scratch him on his favorite spot. Don't you, Mackie Wacky.
What makes Clifford happy?
Well, all dogs love to be scratched, Emily Elizabeth.
I scratch Clifford all the time, but I've never seen him happy like that.
Maybe you've just never found his favorite scratching spot.
Clifford deserves to be scratched on his favorite spot, Jetta. Will you help me find it?
Okay.
Dog like Clifford deserves a good scratch. But maybe you should find someplace else to do it.
I guess so. But where?
Let's try the beach, Emily Elizabeth. Maybe the sand will soften this thumping.
Great idea, Vaz.
Woof, woof.
Are you okay, Charlie?
Uh-huh. I was just trying out my new kite for the kite flying festival. But you can't fly a kite when there's no wind.
I hope we get some wind soon, or we won't be able to have the kite flying festival.
What are you guys doing?
We just came to the beach to scratch Clifford.
Huh?
Like this.
Wow! Does his leg always do that?
Only when I scratch him on his favorite spot!
It looks like the sand is making his thumping softer, Emily Elizabeth.
It sure is. Thanks, Baz.
Emily Elizabeth, you better look behind you. Scratching.
That's not fair. Clifford deserves a good scratch. Hey, I have an idea. Clifford can't kick up any sand here in the water.
We'll see.
Okay, Clifford, here we go.
There might be no thumping, and there might be no sand spraying, but I think there's gonna be a big splash. Look!
Charlie?
I told you, Emily Elizabeth, Clifford is just too big for this kind of scratching.
Maybe Jetta's right. He can't thump on land. He can't thump in the water.
Too bad he can't try thumping in the air.
Jetta, that's a great idea.
It is? I mean, of course it is.
All we have to do is get Clifford to thump in the air. Come on, let's go to my house, and I'll show you what I mean. We've been looking at this whole thing upside down. All we have to do is put Clifford on his back, and his leg won't be thumping anything but air. Let's try it, Clifford. Roll over.
Woof.
It's easier scratching him this way, too.
There goes his leg.
And no thumping.
Batten down the hatches, Violet. It's a hurricane.
Oh, no, Horace. It's just Clifford.
Clifford looks really happy, Emily Elizabeth.
He sure does.
What an amazing idea I had.
Excuse me, Emily Elizabeth. Clifford is causing quite a little bit of wind over here.
More like a big red hurricane. The plums are flying off my tree.
Oh, no. We're sorry.
We'll stop right away.
Oh, thank you.
I guess your idea wasn't such a good one after all, Emily Elizabeth.
Sure it was. You just have to face Clifford away from the Bleakman's yard, Emily.
Good thinking, Charlie.
Okay, boy. Here comes a good scratching.
Hooray!
Hey! My kite! It's flying!
Wow! That's just the kind of wind we need for the Kite Flying Festival on Saturday.
Yeah, we could fly our kites, and Clifford could get a good scratching all at the same time.
Great! Good boy, Clifford.
Whoop.
Thanks for helping me with the scratching, Miss Lee.
Well, Clifford always makes everyone else happy. It's nice for us to be able to make him happy in return.
That's right, Emily Elizabeth. Everyone loves Clifford.
Have been captured at last.
That's right, Fluffy Face. Good has triumphed over bad.
Sometimes, right in the middle of a really fun game, a new friend comes along, and it can be hard to stop and let them join in.
No jungle gym can hold the great Fluffy Face.
But no one likes to feel left out. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be kind.
Woo-hoo! Gotcha!
Ha!
Look out! Are you guys okay?
Sure. We just stopped to see if you wanted to play with us.
Really? Let's go!
It's nice to think about the feelings of others. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be kind.